This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. My guest in this portion of the program is a self-described cake fanatic. Her name is Leslie Miller, a writer and graphic designer. She shares her passion for cake in the new book, Let Me Eat Cake, a celebration of flour, sugar, butter, eggs, vanilla, baking powder, and a pinch of salt. In a note to the reader, Miller says she set out, in her words, to write a layered cake full of a little bit of this and that, some history for those who need to know, some folklore for flavor, some narrative. Every bite has a little bit of something, including nuts. A little bit further into the book, she offers this advice to readers. Put on some elastic waist pants and grab a fork. Let Me Eat Cake is published by Simon & Schuster. Leslie Miller, so good to talk with you. How are you?
Great to talk to you. I am just fine.
Carrot cake is favored in your household. Why?
Oh, gosh, because the recipe that I use is the best. It has coconut and pineapple and carrots and walnuts, but I use pecans. It's fabulous. It's really sweet.
Yeah, and this is from the Silver Palette that you...
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. So I've got to look that one up. I've got the book at home. So I've got to look that one up. I think we might be having that this weekend.
It's a good one. You don't have to change anything.
Okay. Is it that cake is special, that it is so often part of a celebration, that cake is so wonderful?
Well, I think that's the biggest part of it. You always associate it with something happy because there's some event, and the event always has some cake. And I'm thinking right now that Earth Day cake should have been made.
Wonder what would be in an earth cake. Earth Day cake.
My daughter always has a dirt cake for her birthday, but I'm not a big fan of it because it's mostly pudding and crushed cookies.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll get that underway for next year. Well, is it me or is cake hot right now?
Cake is really hot. It's been a couple years. There are some attractive, charismatic cake stars who are helping to push the movement. Cake emails go around all the time with fancy, you can't believe this is cake pictures, cakes shaped like shoes and turkey dinners. But mostly, cake's always been around, and it's that nostalgic thing that links you back to your parents and your grandparents and all their ancestors.
What are your thoughts about the shows on television devoted to cake, including Ace of Cakes?
I think they're hilarious. I see, you know, a lot of that stuff as sort of a shop class. It's real macho and a whole lot of power tools, and I kind of like that. But my area of expertise is actually eating the cake.
That's the best part.
That is the best part.
Now, Ace of Cakes features a bakery in your hometown of Baltimore, and you talked to Duff Goldman for this book, and you asked him if he'd ever make a low-carb cake. So leaving aside the colorful language, how did he answer?
No way. If you can't eat sugar, eat an apple.
Yeah. Well, what inspired you to write this book, and how did you decide you would write a layered cake of a book?
I first started writing the book because I wanted to write about something that I was passionate about, and that seemed to be in my life a lot. And I decided it should have a lot of everything because I couldn't really figure out where to stop. There was just so much information. There's, you know, cake on television, and there are stories about cake and legends and little weird, odd historical facts. And I just wanted to find some sort of catalog that I can make that is just like a cake.
Hmm. What kind of responses did you get from people when you told them what you were up to?
Nobody believed it. Everybody asked me to repeat the subject. What are you writing about? Cake. Say it again. Cake. And then when they said, oh, okay, so it's about baking? No, it's about eating. Yeah, a lot of incredulity.
Yeah. But it turns out stories about cake are important. Everybody has one, right?
Everybody has one. And, you think to the first birthday cake you remember your family baking for you and loved ones who are gone and the cakes that they baked. And it always, provokes a smile.
Yeah. And you say early in the book, when you start to talk about grandmothers, cake comes around into the conversation. And I think also when you start talking about cake, grandma comes into the conversation as well.
That's right. I think they are linked. They're connected.
Yeah. When did we begin? How did this start? When did, in history, in recorded history, when does cake show up?
Well, cake shows up in all different forms. Actually, so long ago that the cake that showed up was not even really cake. It was just, even the word from the 1600s just meant a lump of something. And later, cakes were flat. There was no baking powder, so they couldn't rise. Sugar wasn't that prevalent. It had to be scraped off a hard lump. And I think it wasn't really until the beginning, the end of the 1800s, the beginning of the 1900s, that we really started this moms in the kitchen baking cake for their kids and throwing candles and writing on top of the cake.
Yeah, when did the birthday cake come along?
Well, just about that time, I would say. Early 1920s, when people really started writing and putting candles on top of the cake.
And the wedding cake.
And the wedding cake's been around forever, and it took a long time to make. You had to whip everything by hand, and in order for those cakes to be stable, you know, you had to have a lot of ingredients and a lot of strength.
Hmm. Well, I'm thinking of a cake that my grandmother made for us on our birthdays, and she colored each layer with a different food coloring. So it was yellow and pink and green, and it was wonderful. Although today, if I made that cake, I don't know if people would like it because it was a sturdy cake.
No, I think, of course, people would like it. The rainbow and ribbon cakes are really popular, and they'll stay popular at the neighborhood bakeries.
Yeah. And the frosting, the icing was fabulous.
Well, that's the best part.
Oh. So what is it with the cupcake? That's also another fad we're seeing. I don't know. Maybe it's not a fad.
That the cupcake is a single-serving cake, and it's less of a celebration item. You don't have to invest so much into a cupcake. You know, it's not like you're going to have the thing sitting around for the whole week trying to avoid it, walking from room to room, going, oh, you're still there. It's just a one-time deal.
Yeah. Where do you think the cake is headed?
Well, it's been to the moon. I think cake's not going to do anything really dramatic. If anything, it's probably going to go back to its roots, back to less use of a box mix, probably less snack cake item like. You know, you'll probably do a lot more homemade cakes, a lot more cakes that look like cakes.
That could be a very good thing.
I think so, because they'll taste like cake, too.
Yeah, leave the little Debbies alone. There, we've got to wrap it up, or just about. Any last thoughts you want to share with us this afternoon?
Well, remember, Earth Day is a holiday, so
okay.
You want to support your local baker and go get yourself an Earth Day cake.
Okay, thanks very much. Leslie Miller, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Leslie Miller is the author of Let Me Eat Cake, a celebration of flour, sugar, butter, eggs, vanilla, baking powder, and a pinch of salt. Let Me Eat Cake is published by Simon & Schuster.